thunder, wind, rain. Farming doesn't stop because of a rainy day, nor does a path for migration or the student's thirst for knowledge. On September 29th, History of Refugee and Environmental Science classes took a field trip to the Hmong American Farmers Association, HAFA, to learn more about the Hmong community and their agriculture way of life. Minnesota was washed by rain, but the weather conditions improved in the afternoon. Although the grounds were a bit muddy, students were able to continue their field trip as planned. Founded in 2012 by the Hang siblings, Jensen Hang and Paku Hang, HAFA is a nonprofit organization that provides Hmong farmers access to essential resources such as land, materials, and tractors, enabling them to flourish and take ownership of their work. Previous to the establishment of HAFA, white farmers would exploit land prices in addition to the unreasonable demands of sharecropping. Hmong farmers would have inconsistent relationships with the land and not be able to grow plants such as asparagus, trees, nuts that could grow year after year. A lot of these farmers are immigrants who don't know how to use these rights, so others saw them as vulnerable and an opportunity to take advantage. Junior Minson Hang, son of Jensen Hang, HAFA co-founder, said. Overseeing 155 acres of land, HAFA was one of the first organizations to own farmland in Minnesota as farmers of color. Here, Hmong families have the opportunity to lease land, practice farming, and market their produce through the HAFA Food Hub. The hub then sells farmers' products through HAFA's Community Supported Agriculture, CSA, to pack vegetable boxes. Today, Hmong American farmers are at the forefront of leading the Twin Cities food economy, providing a fair food economy for all. Hmong culture is really tied to place, and the place that they were tied to is agriculture. They came to this metropolitan area and found a niche for themselves in food. Molly Ward, the history of refugee teacher, said, HAFA united the Hmong community, enabling them to sustain their agriculture practices in Laos. Hang sometimes helps out with the farm and knows the basics. He learned how to re-soil and understand what specific species will grow better in sandy or clay soil. My grandpa continues farming and my mom began farming this year, so agriculture is a significant part of our lives. We wake up as early as 5 and all work together, carry on the tradition of growing your own crops and food that you know you have to work hard to earn where you desire, Hang said. Andrea Sachs, a history teacher on medical leave, was friends with Paku Hang. Their friendship started HAFA in SPA's first partnership 6 to 7 years ago. During the field trip, students listened to a presentation and walked around the farm, learning the Hmong histories of migration to their agriculture ways of farming. Students learned who the Hmong elders were, who grew up in Laos, and why agriculture was crucial to Hmong heritage. We learned more about the Hmong community in Minnesota rather than the refugee experiences, how Minnesota changed the Hmong and how the Hmong changed Minnesota. The Hmong brought seeds with them from Laos that they would hold on during refugee camps, and they have found a way like the farmer's market to flourish with the influx of Hmong farmers, Port said. Students visited outdoor fields that occupied vegetables such as eggplants, cabbages, and asparagus, and looked at various tunnels that store fruits like strawberries and tomatoes. Students also had the opportunity to pick some fruits, throw out compost, and clear invasive species in the past. Learning can take various forms, beyond reading, discussions, and videos. Hands-on activities that extend beyond the classroom offer students a fresh perspective to explore.